Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sometimes on blessed seasons, some trees branch out one branch after the other, each branch then giving fruits after fruits. This is called Tasha'ub, and the Messenger of Allah explains the naming of this month saying, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ شَعْبَانَ. This month is called Sha'ban لِأَنَّهُ because يَتَشَعَّبُ فِيهِ أَرَزَاقُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The rizq and the sustenance of the believers branches out in this month. This is one of the amazing characteristics of this month. Rizq is that which gives life and sustains someone. If we pay attention to our true life, then in this month we shall receive that which sustains this true life. Hayat al-Tayyiba is our true life, one where our understanding of reality is sharp and accurate. True life is spiritual growth, which is achieved when we respond to the invitation of the Prophet, since his invitation is that which gives life. You've seen this verse in the Quran, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Or you who believe, answer to the call of the Prophet when he calls to you to that which gives life. The question is, how do we achieve this? The Quran in Surah An-Nisa tells us that مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا, whoever performs good action, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether men or women, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and they are believing, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, then we shall give them this true life, this hayatun tayyiba. So Sha'ban is the month where sustenance of this life is granted to us. As the Messenger of Allah tells us elsewhere, huwa shahrun yuzadu fihi arzaqul mu'minin. This is the month in which the rizq of the believers is increased, that which gives us life. This rizq is achieved through actions, and thus the Messenger of Allah tells us that Sha'ban huwa shahrul amal. This is the month of actions. Practically, this means paying attention to that which we do, how we react towards other people, what we say, what we hear. We need to be careful of avoiding all that which is haram and performing all that which is wajib and being positive about Allah. This is the path of true servitude. True servitude of Allah is that which gives us life.